I don't mean to sound dramatic, but when a service called ChatGPT first went live to the public, it kind of felt like an era-defining moment. All you had to do was go to a website and type a question or a request into a box, and you would get a response that sounded a lot like it came from a human. That was 3 months ago. Ever since then, that service called ChatGPT has churned out song lyrics and half-decent academic essays, computer code that actually works, and, for my benefit, explanations of how ChatGPT functions in terms a 10-year-old can understand. And now, according to the company that made it, the tech that makes ChatGPT as dazzling and as unnerving as it is just got an upgrade. It's called GPT-4.
The new GPT is actually better in like 1,000 different hard-to-tell ways.
Drew Harwell is a tech reporter at The Post and covers AI.
But I think the real cool thing in GPT-4 that's like the killer app is that it deals with images. You can upload an image and you can talk to GPT-4 and ask it to do things. Like you can upload a like jokey meme and say like, why is this meme funny?
This is a pretty big step forward for a bot that you could only really type at before. But like any new product launch, Drew says this version of GPT has flaws, just like the old version. And GPT-4 is so advanced that OpenAI is not releasing that new image description feature to the public yet, since they don't know exactly how it will be used.
We don't know how this is going to be abused. We don't know how this is going to break and affect people's lives and be used to, you know, potentially throw people in jail or cost people their benefits and, you know, all the other ways we've seen even more sort of simple AI systems like facial recognition be abused today. So I think, you know, it's a moment that is really exciting, but it's also unnerving because we just don't know how this is going to be used and how it could be affecting real people in the real world.
Today, how GPT-4 is pushing the boundaries of artificial intelligence and the new concerns this chatbot is already generating.